This is air weather potential in the Cheyenne warning area is moderate to the east of the Laramie Range through the Nebraska Panhandle and low to the west of the Laramie Range. Daytime heating will cause the air mass over the entire area to become unstable this afternoon, while the lower levels of the atmosphere will dry from west of the Laramie Range. It will remain moist east of the Laramie Range through the Nebraska Panhandle. An upper air weather system over Utah and eastern Idaho this morning will move slowly east today. This feature will aid in thunderstorm development later this afternoon and evening. Thunderstorms will become scattered over southeast and south central Wyoming this afternoon and move into the Panhandle by early evening. Some storms in southeast Wyoming and the Nebraska Panhandle will likely produce hail and strong winds late this afternoon and evening. Spotter activation may be necessary later this afternoon in southeast Wyoming, and by evening in the Nebraska Panhandle. You are listening to weather radio station WXM 37, broadcasting on the frequency of 162.475 MHz, from the National Weather Service office in Cheyenne, Wyoming, a supporter of workplace diversity.
The forecast for southeastern Wyoming for the rest of today: partly sunny and warmer, with scattered thunderstorms developing. A few late afternoon storms may have hail and strong winds over the eastern plains. Breezy, with highs from 70 to near 80 over the plains, around 70 in the Laramie Valley, and upper 50s and mid-60s in the mountains. South to southeast winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered evening showers and thunderstorms, then becoming partly cloudy, lows from 50 to 55 over the plains, mid-40s in the Laramie Valley, and mid-30s to lower 40s in the mountains. Southwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Friday, mostly sunny with isolated late-day thunderstorms, highs 75 to 83 over the plains, lower to mid-70s Laramie Valley, and mid-60s to lower 70s in the mountains. In the extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, warm, scattered late-day thunderstorms, mainly on Sunday and Monday. Lows from 50 to 55 over the plains, 45 to 50 in the Laramie Valley, 35 to 45 in the mountains. Highs will be from 80 to 85 over the plains, 75 to 80 in the Laramie Valley, and 65 to 75 in the mountains.
A developing warm front will slowly move across Wyoming and into the Nebraska Panhandle by late afternoon. This, along with an area of low pressure moving across Montana, will be the site of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Unsettled weather conditions are expected for the next couple of days due to the slow movement of the low and warm front. Scattered afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms will be common across the Rocky Mountains as well as the northern and central plains. Highs today will be in the 70s and 80s. Lows for Friday morning are expected to fall into the 40s and 50s across the northern plains, 60s and some 70s for the southern and central plains, 30s in the mountains. Highs on Friday will be several degrees warmer than seen on Thursday as warmer air flows in from the south. At 1 p.m., in Cheyenne, a thunderstorm was reported. The temperature was 65, the dew point was 54, and the relative humidity was 68%. Wind was out of the south at 16 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.14 inches. In Laramie, skies were mostly cloudy. The temperature was 68, the dew point was 43, and the relative humidity was 40%. Wind was out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.20 inches. Around southeast Wyoming, Torrington was mostly cloudy, and 75. Winds were gusting as high as 22 miles an hour. Rawlins was cloudy, and 71. Winds were gusting as high as 34 miles an hour. Casper was mostly clear, and 78. Douglas was partly cloudy, and 72. Bordeaux was unavailable, and 72. Viterbo was unavailable, and 61. Winds were gusting as high as 23 miles an hour. Elsewhere around the region, Rock Springs was mostly cloudy, and 68. Greeley was mostly clear, and 72. Sydney was mostly clear, and 72. Winds were gusting as high as 34 miles an hour. Fort Collins was fair, and 64. Sheridan was cloudy, and 74. Denver International was mostly cloudy, and 72. Once again, at 1 p.m. in Cheyenne, the thunderstorm was reported, and the temperature was 65. Once again, at 1 p.m. in Laramie, skies were mostly cloudy, and the temperature was 68.